Let's head to Wellington now for business news with Emma Hatton. Kia ora, Emma. So, lots of housing talk today. Housing market, hot, hot, hot. And basically what, the financial stability report, it came out too, but was slightly under the radar?
That's right, Lisa. So, yeah, this was the Reserve Bank's half-yearly financial stability report, and housing was a big part of that report, and it obviously dominated the narrative of the media coverage of that report and indeed the press conference afterwards, which the Reserve Bank governor fronted. But leaving housing aside, I wanted to go through some of the other things that was in that report. Basically, the report said that financial stability had been and was being supported by fiscal and monetary policy, and that this support had prevented a substantial rise in unemployment, and that business failures had remained at low levels so far, in particular hailing the wage subsidy scheme as a great success. But the report basically said, look, we're doing well, we've been relatively sheltered so far, but we are not out of the woods yet. There are risks and they remain to the downside. In particular, the global spread of COVID-19 remains hugely problematic. Disruption to international travel, of course, the threat of another outbreak in New Zealand, and that sentiment is weighing really heavily on business and their investment intentions, keeping things quite pared back in that regard. And there will be challenges over the medium term. You know, we're already seeing ramifications of low demand for tourism and export education, as well as challenges in accessing migrant labour. The Reserve Bank actually suggesting that there could be the need for more targeted fiscal stimulus for these areas. It also did note that while the retail banks hadn't realised any significant loan defaults yet, these are expected to come. And looking at the bank's earnings reports, obviously we're seeing them put aside hundreds of millions of dollars for these bad debts when they are realised. The report also looked at commercial property, saying this is an asset class that can be hit quite hard if an economic downturn occurs, and that they're already seeing sort of a lot of vacancies in second-tier commercial stocks, so not the big flashy new buildings that are being built, but just your bog standard office blocks in Auckland and Wellington. Less interest in those sorts of assets at the moment as well. Agriculture, always, you know, banks have long been limiting their exposure to this. A rural lending sector, and the Reserve Bank saying they're going to need to be even more careful of this, particularly as the industry is hard hit by that access to migrant labour as well. So look, it's a rip roaring read. It's about 60 pages long. If anyone out there is listening who thinks, oh, I wonder what else was in there, get it off the Reserve Bank's website and have a look through.
Fill your boots. Going on the market today, Emma?
Yeah, it was a big day on the market, actually. It had its biggest one-day gain in more than 2 weeks. It closed up 115 points, almost a whole percent, 0.9 of a percent, in fact. 12,668 points it is closed at. And looking at the currencies as well, New Zealand dollar, very strong, 69.8 US cents, 94.9 Australian, and 52 British pence. Now, I need to mention, I know we're short on time, but Nicholas Poynton, my colleague, he loves Bitcoin. He told me just before I came on air, it has today eclipsed $27,000 for one Bitcoin. Last week he was excited when it hit 26,000. So look, doing that, getting the word out there on Bitcoin on behalf of him.
Big numbers there, Emma. Thanks very much. That's Emma Hatton joining us from Wellington with our business news today.